Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Time to go inside the Bulldogs camp thanks to Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer. Ash Hansen, good enough to join us on the line from the Doggies. Ash, Tom King, Ben Castanilli and Lee Brown in the K-Rock Hub. But firstly, as Ford's coach at the club, you must be wrapped to have Aaron Norton back into the side tonight as you look to find a winning score against the Lions.
Yeah, he's an important part of our team, and we certainly know his capacity to take a mark and give us a contest ahead of the play. And you know, we probably have to manage our expectations a little bit because he certainly missed some footy, but we feel that he'll really support Josh Bruce down there and the other forwards to give us some direction.
Did you get a look at the Brisbane-Richmond game, and were you able to find some areas of Brisbane's game that Richmond probably found that you might be able to expose tonight?
Oh, probably their inaccuracy in front of goal certainly helped Richmond, which has been well documented during the week. And, you know, just obviously forcing them into harder shots. And if they miss early, that's certainly going to bring some pressure upon themselves. But, you know, Richmond's ability, you know, which is their strength to score off turnover when they did win the ball back from Brisbane's possession game, was pretty special. So we've certainly seen passes of play that the Richmond used to open up different channels down the ground, which hopefully we can expose tonight too.
Ash, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Always great to talk to you. Norton back tonight. We were just talking before we came on air and I sort of said, you know, it's great to have him back, but he sort of seems to me as one of those players, and he's still very young in terms of his footy development, but he's one of those guys that thrives on the game-to-game and week-to-week. And, you know, he may be a little bit rusty given the way now you're trying to get players in is very unconventional. Is it, you know, has he obviously had the grounding? You've just got to get him in there. But, you know, is that off the mark in terms of somebody like Aaron Norton who's playing his 46th game tonight?
No, you know, you're right in many ways. He's a young man, and he's even a young man in his forward craft because he's played so much of his junior football as a defender, and this is really his second season playing in the front end, and missed a lot of the summer with that knee injury that he sustained in the final last year. So our expectations are really managed about Aaron tonight, but we think structurally and what he'll be able to do naturally as a competitor, as an athlete, will certainly give us greater balance in our forward line, and it'll probably relieve a lot of the focus off Josh Bruce, that is, who's had to deal with that over the last, you know, month with Josh Shackey also being injured. So he's an important piece, and with the lower level, you know, being a disadvantage with scratch matches, not being a certainty every week, we just thought that his preparation was good enough and he was confident enough to come into the side tonight. So we were more than happy to pick him.
For Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, speaking with Bulldogs assistant coach Ash Hansen. Here's Lee Brown on K-Rock Footy.
Ash, good luck tonight. Thanks for joining us. It's been a big couple of weeks. You've had Richmond, Port Adelaide, and now obviously tonight Brisbane. To get back on the winners list, what's been the focus this week in the turnaround or the shorter turnarounds between games?
Yeah, thanks, Lee. It's been a big month, and it was always going to be a test playing these top sides off short breaks, but Port Adelaide are off 4 days, Brisbane are coming off 4 days, so it's the same for everyone in the competition. It's a challenge that we certainly welcome. The focus, you know, this week, a lot of it's been around our forward 50 efficiency. We certainly thought we gave ourselves every chance last week against Port Adelaide to win the game and didn't capitalise on ball movement chains that we really prided ourselves on last year and have previously. And then some defensive elements of our game that we can control, that we can just be consistent with. So they've been the two main focuses, but I think, you know, if we take the ball off a line and really play our style on turnover, we can kick a winning score. And we have been getting better. We were certainly poor against Richmond. We felt that our energy and attitude and application was really good interstate last week, and we're looking to build upon that again tonight.
You mentioned those short breaks. How are the players pulling up, and what's sort of your system during the week? Is it to keep them ticking over and moving more so, or is it more recovery and water-based activities?
Yeah, no, certainly a lot of recovery, a lot of ball handling with minimal movement. But then the early part of the week, which would be standard around getting body moving, and getting in the gym to engage that muscle activation, that's still all there. You're just not getting your main session. Like, the day that you'd have your main session is now a captain's run. You know, it's your pre-game run, which is relatively light and very much skill-focused. So nothing much changes there. The players are extremely resilient, and I think knowing the draw, you know, 4 weeks out, you can really prepare for that, and you know what's coming up, so you get your head around it. It's not like it's a shock. So I think when you have that month's preparation going into it, you know what's coming and you do your due diligence.
Ash, how are you finding the hub at your age? Are you up to any hijinks? Have you been to see the hairdresser?
No, the golf. I'm getting a weekly golf game in, which is fantastic. We were washed out yesterday, but that's kind of been our sanctuary after our captain's run. That's the afternoon when pretty much all your work's done preparing. So as a coaching group, we can get out, which has been really good. So hitting the golf clubs, which is more than I would back in Melbourne, and certainly very, very grateful for the climate. So trying to remain grateful for the work opportunity we've got to play the game, and then the climate we're living in at the moment, because obviously family and friends back in Victoria are doing it really tough, and we're thinking of them.
Yeah, well said. Is it a mental battle? I mean, obviously, for everyone, players and coaches, is there a lot of time when you're sort of sitting there thinking, well, how are we going to spend the next hour? Or is it, you know, have you sort of been able to keep everyone occupied?
Yeah, the short turnarounds certainly keep staff busy. So we're certainly working really hard, harder than probably what we would, you know, off a 7-day break, because we're trying to compress so much in and be diligent in our professional planning. And certainly the players have a lot of stuff at the hotel they can engage in, whether it be video games, leisure activities and all that kind of stuff within the confines of the resort. So, and naturally everyone has, you know, their ups and downs. So it is a bit of a mental challenge, because we're human and everyone has their ebbs and flows. And it's just about supporting and recognising when someone might be having a tough day, and either put an arm around them or give them the space that they need. And you find that in such a unique environment.
Ash, I know we've got to let you go for a team meeting. It's great to always have you on, because it means we can get a gratuitous St Joseph's Footy Club mention in, although it has been about 60 years since you played there. We wish you the very best of luck tonight. We really appreciate you joining us on K-Rock Footy.
No, thanks, guys. Enjoy the call.
Ash Hansen joining us there, the Bulldogs forwards coach tonight.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.